Cope Park is a well-loved getaway tucked behind downtown. It was once home to mining prospects, later an outdoor swimming pool, and soon, a pump track. Reed Harris is the vice president of the Juneau Mountain Bike Alliance. The group worked closely with the City Parks and Recreation Department on the design for the new track.
It will work great for new riders, and it will work really well for advanced riders too. And furthermore, it will be usable not just to mountain bikes, but BMX bikes, kid bikes, rider bikes. Really, if it rolls, it goes on the pump track.
So what is a pump track? There's no pedaling involved. Riders build and control their speed by moving their bodies up and down to get enough momentum to carry them over a series of small hills.
It's also a heck of a cardio workout. Like, you do two laps around this pump track and people will be tired, I guarantee it.
The pump track loop will be built in a stand of spruce trees. Deputy Director of Parks and Rec Michelle Elfers says one small tree will be removed, but otherwise the track has been designed to integrate into the landscape. She says they plan to add some fencing and barriers between bikes and foot traffic.
There's lots of people using bikes, and that's been happening for a few years now. And so as that's been happening, I think the conversation has gotten going with the city and with users of, you know, how can we make this safe and how can we, you know, allow more people to be able to use these trails and features.
Not everyone is excited. Some residents in the nearby Flats neighborhood said on social media that they felt blindsided by the new project. At a recent Juneau Assembly meeting, member Lauren Jones also raised the issue of public noticing.
Given that I pride myself on knowing what's going on, and when I read the report of all the things that went on about Cope Park, and I didn't know about any of them, I was very, very surprised.
The department held a public meeting at the end of January to talk about the project and get feedback. The meeting was noticed in the paper and on social media, and flyers were posted around town. They also put up signs at the park. But after that, Elfers says it's possible the project was overshadowed by the pandemic. For a while, pretty much all city staff were focused on COVID-19 response.
So I think to some extent, just continuing that outreach like we would normally do, even though the bulk of it was done in January, just didn't happen. And a lot of our normal work just went radio silent for months.
The track should be popular. The pandemic is inspiring people to explore more outdoor hobbies, and Harris says the number of bikers is growing in Juneau. New mountain bike paths are under construction at Eagle Crest Ski Area, too. Once the weather is dry enough for construction to start, the new track should take about 2 weeks to complete. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.